That's how it goes. Why? I don't know. You don't know it. It happens to you. Your heart will move. Of course, at the beginning, it's difficult to understand it because for the moment, it's not moving. That's a little boy. It's not a grown-up yet, your heart. When you start, it will lead you. You know what the good point about it? It doesn't stick. Never. Because that's coming from somewhere else. That heart, if you get a bondage with your heart, then you get it. The Persian will be Bandiye, we'll say band means connecting. Band means a slave. So we'll always say, be a slave of that. We don't mean a slavery. Slave is someone whose identity is with the master. So selfish identity is not there. Another identity, which is the holy identity, which replaces it. That's how we talk about listening to your heart. Then your heart will lead you. Because everything is over there. Your heart will be led by God. Yes?
This next line is very archaic. Thou hast the alchemy whereby thou mayest transmute it, and though it be a river of blood, mayest make it a Nile.
You see, it doesn't make sense. First of all, with alchemy, because he will say kimia, and kimia is not alchemy. Kimia is the thing that you in this way is elixir. You know elixir. That's what kimia is. You see? Because that does the same function. You see? You have the elixir, you could transform it. To what?
Remember, there was one stuff in that story.
Remember, one day all the river of Nile became blood. Who did it? Said, he's doing it. What does that mean? Of course, when the Nile is full of blood, it's a little bit uncomfortable, right? You cannot drink it and stuff. But it's more than that. Nile is the main river in Egypt. Remember, Rumi is not living in Egypt, has never been. But that's it, because that's in the story of Moses and Jesus. What is the Nile in that story? Doesn't matter, God will forgive you, are stretching down in your symbolism notes. Water is always knowledge. To us, always, knowledge is water. Why? The first thing, because life depends on water. So we believe that spiritual life depends on knowledge. Then, the river looks like it's there, but it's not. It's a flow. It's silly that you think it's there. River will carry you. River has been from the beginning up to there. Same thing, it's river, right? He knows the beginning. You know, the end. Why? He was at the end. And at the end, he fell in love with the sun, light. So, this water was transformed, went in the sky. This is Mi'raj, became vapor. Remember? Then it became cloud. What is the cloud in our story? The one which gives the water. Everyone, everywhere, and goes away, doesn't ask for payback. Then, so on and so forth. We talked about it in book one, remember? You said you are a man, a woman, and, remember that? A jar of water. If you want to go to Caliph, the only thing worth you have is this silly jug of water, which is not big stuff, but for
for you it is, take it to Caliph, remember? And Caliph said, okay, accept that gift, but let him see the Dishna to understand what the river is. But that's what it is. You are collecting water. Water is knowledge, right? What is blood? Blood relation, the animal living stuff, right? So, when the Pharaoh insists on being Pharaoh, God will make the universe react to him exactly. So the knowledge will become blood. Then guess what? This Moses doesn't kill Pharaoh. Pharaoh and all his army will be engulfed, drowned from this river, because the knowledge will kill the ego. Ignorance will provoke the ego. You see how they go together? You are the one who turns the knowledge good or bad. Knowledge by itself is there. You will turn it to blood or water. Then, later you will come to two different water. The salty and the sweet. And you talk about this both. Remember, I was saying, this universe is a universe of two oceans, one salty and one sweet. And they are touching each other, so the waves will cross from this ocean to that. And they are divided by the tallest mountain ever. So there is no connection, and there is connection, because that's how here you talk about that knife and said, you will do that. Why? Because you are this. You did what? You picked up a little bit of this earthly stuff. You added a little bit of water to it. Later you say a lot doesn't work. A little water to it. This is the mouth. You will not like that. So we are the mixture of existence and some knowledge, right? Then give us the thirst for the ocean. Yes, you mixed up that, you did this.
Such alchemical operations are thy work. Such elixirs are thy secrets. Thou didst beat water and earth together. From water and clay, thou didst mold the body of Adam. Thou gavest him lineage and wife and uncles, maternal and paternal, with a thousand thoughts and joys and griefs.
Now here is amazing. I don't know how to translate it to you. But first of all, he said, you know what? You did this trick. You take the earth and the water, you made a human being, but you will really learn that this is the son of that fellow, this is the cousin of that fellow, all these blood relationships that we believe. These are silly stuff, because these are nisbat. And nisbat, first meaning of nisbat is nisbi, means relativity. Because these stuff are relative. My relative are relative, because my relative are not my relative really. My only relative is gone. This is artificial relationship. So we will use that word of nisbat. See, this is what the trick is. Everybody believes that I'm the son of this, I'm the cousin of that. No. I'm created. My spirit is created by God. I'm a part of every existence and a little bit of knowledge. That's how I started my life. Yes? But
again,
listen, this is the rule, right? Listen to the exception.
Again, to some, thou hast given deliverance. Thou hast parted them from this grief and joy. Thou hast borne them away from kindred and relatives and nature. Thou hast made every fair thing foul in his eyes. He spurns all that is perceived by the senses and leans for support on that which is invisible.
Are you listening to this? He's describing 7 years of the story. He said, listen, you want the salvation is in non-existence. You have to leave this part of yourself to other part of you, which has no physical existence, no tangible dimension and stuff like that, right? And remember, we do our best, but we believe in him. His graciousness comes down to me. Because the only thing good in myself as a person is that attraction to beauty. And that is not in my hand. It comes to me. Oh my God. This is how he turned around. Oh my God. Everything comes from there. Beauty, perfection is beauty, details, correction of his features and everything. Why? Because mainly we are created with a little bit of knowledge and a physical existence. And we believe that we are connected to this and that. We believe in blood relationship. But listen, this is not all. There are some few exceptions. Always come to exceptions. So there are these exceptional people. First of all, they are not the slave of being happy or sad. They're always enchanted. And everything to them is ugly. Because they're seeking beauty in you only. They don't accept the things of these physical senses, animal understanding. Whatever this believes, they say no. Whatever is invisible to this, they will say yes. Because this is how the counterpart will be made. More than everything else. We're talking about the invisible part. You know what's the best part of it? Read the next one. Listen.
His love is manifest, and his beloved is hidden. The friend is outside. His fascination is in the world.
This is interesting because you will be confused. You're supposed to be. First of all, when I'm talking about the invisible and visible and all that, why? Because I told you several times, love is over there. Love is invisible. Oh yes, to you, you think that it is visible. Only the lover is visible. The beloved is not visible. The real meaning and real beauty of this universe. Well, I'm talking about God, because to me, this is what God means. The beauty of this existence and the meaning. To me, beauty and meaning are not separable, because physical beauty is just the shadow that's in the meaning. You see? This is what it is all about. I'm talking about me living this universe, that, and maybe as a philosopher, as a politician, as a socialist, as a psychiatrist, or whatever, you have a lot of question and claim that why? I don't care about all this, because I know I'm looking for love. And love doesn't have a physical stuff. Yes, the lover is visible, but beloved is not. And that's what I'm looking for. Yes?
So should that be the lover is manifest? Is beloved is it?
Pardon me?
Where?
It would be his love is visible, but beloved is not. Then the confusion is this. Young means the fellow traveler or beloved or all of it together is outside, and it's fitna means it's provocation and all that is here. Means what? Means his love is visible. Beloved is not. Why? Because that beloved is out. It's not in this existence. Is it that non-existence? Only its provocation is in this in existence. It's fitna. It's, how do you say fitna in English?